This guy's hoping to earn his money in the not-too-distant future. First baseman for the Braves, Freddie Freeman, kind enough to join us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line here on the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM. Freddie, it's different for all of us right now. When's the last time this time of the year you weren't playing baseball?
I don't even know. It's been so long. I would probably have to say it was when my age was in the single digit. So it's been a long time when I'm sitting at home in April.
And you're sitting at home in April hitting home runs off your son and taunting your son.
Well, I got to do it somehow, you know. So, no, we're having a good time. Unexpected family time is always good. You know, trying to make the most of it, but this is definitely a weird situation. But we're trying to take it in stride and have as much fun as possible as a family right now.
Freddie, all kidding aside, the tough love message that you're sending your son Charlie. I saw the thing that you did with him hitting off the tee where it was like six balls in a row straight up the middle. Now, I thought your goal was over the shortstop's head. Does he have a different goal when he actually goes through his hitting tree?
Well, we hit together, believe it or not, we hit. So, like, later today, I'll hit at Dan Ugla's house, and I hit 5 days in a row, Monday through Friday, and I take him with me. And he hits with me every day, and I have him try and hit line drives. But, of course, the one time I forgot all about that, and I wanted to hit it as far as I could off of him. So we have fun. He tries to hit home runs, too. He likes to try and hit me with the ball. That's his one goal right now, is to try and hit a line drive and hit me. And he says, got you. And that's his favorite thing to do right now. So that's me getting him back, because I obviously can't hit him with the ball, so I have to hit it over the fence.
Let's go back to spring training. When do you guys first start to realize, uh-oh, we're going to have to shut some things down here?
Yeah, it was probably about 10 to 12 days before we got shut down. We had a meeting with our head medical guy, doctor. He came in and had a meeting with all of us and said, you know, this is going around. It obviously wasn't that bad yet. But we just got to make sure you guys wash your hands. We're going to do a deep cleaning here in the next couple of days, do everything. So it kind of got on our radar about a week and a half, 2 weeks before we got shut down. And then it just was every day it was getting a little bit worse throughout the world. And then next thing you know, 10 days later, we weren't even allowed to go to the field pretty much anymore. So it was rapid. It was fast. But it was about 2 weeks before we got shut down. We kind of had it on our radar that something bad was happening.
And people fail to realize, they talk about just the games. We talked about your child, you have a wife. Guys have families, and you're concerned about their safety as well, never mind just playing games.
Exactly. Most people, you know, kind of know with what I did with the Braves at home opener a couple days ago. I lost my grandmother about 3 weeks ago. And if anybody knows me, everyone knows how close I am with my family, especially my grandparents. So it's been a really tough time for the Freeman family. And I was flying to California on the Friday that it got shut down, baseball did. So there was already concern with me going to California that was I going to get tested for coronavirus when I flew back, because the baseball hadn't been shut down when I was leaving for that yet. So there was already talks about what I was going to have to do, because I was going to a hot spot for my grandmother's funeral. But when I was leaving, I left. We had a 9 o'clock meeting on that Friday morning, and they said, well, we're going to do another deep cleaning this weekend, and we'll have another meeting on Monday to see what's going to happen. And so you guys get the weekend off. And then I was flying at 5 o'clock, and I got the call at 3 o'clock, 5 hours after we finished our first meeting. And it went from you guys get the weekend off and having a meeting Monday to nothing's happening. You guys are completely shut down within 5 hours. So every hour was different back then, you know, 3 weeks ago. So it's just been a weird situation. And, you know, obviously I'm following it every single minute, you know, trying to see what's going on. But it hit baseball real fast, you know, because it was changing by the minute pretty much 3 weeks ago.
Freddie, first of all, sorry for your and your family's loss.
Thank you.
On top of everything else, Nick and I were talking, we mentioned this probably 2 weeks ago, that nothing is off the table. In the world of sports, look, in the world of the world, nothing's off the table. But have you been following seven-inning games, doubleheaders? And Buster Olney said, hey, in 10 years, I think there's a good chance they're going to be seven-inning games every day. And then it's the how long does it take a pitcher versus a hitter? When could a season go to? Neutral site fields. Maybe it's Arizona and Florida. How much of that stuff do you actually, at a certain point during a day, go, I got to put it down for a second?
Yeah, well, I've been on every conference call with our Players Association, and we've all, as players, have said we want to play as many games as possible with it, just for as health, you know, with our health obviously in mind and everyone else's health in mind. So we've already pretty much said everything's on the table this year. Whenever it starts, we would like to play as many games as possible if it starts. It's just we don't really have that much control. It's all on local and state and federal, on the federal government right now. But we have put everything out there that we would be willing to do anything possible to get as many games in this year when that happens. So we know we're probably going to be doing a shorter spring training. Pitchers are going to be having to get stretched out in season. That's just kind of how it's going to have to go this year. But, you know, this is a 2020 baseball season. If it happens, it's going to be a different year, but it's going to probably be a one-off year. Whatever happens this year is probably just going to be for this year. But we're going to try and do our best to get as many games in if that's possible whenever that starts.
Freddie Freeman with us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. How many weeks, days, what have you, do you think it's going to take you, Freddie Freeman, to be ready once everybody gets clearance, should that happen?
You know, I think I'll be pretty much ready to go right when they say it's game one, it's go time. I'm hitting 5 days a week. You know, I've been blessed to be able to have a full gym in my house, so I've been able to do that. I hit every day. The only thing I haven't really been able to do is play catch because I have no one to play catch with. I would have to try and find someone, but playing catch and I play first base, that's okay. So I don't see live pitching, so that's going to have to do it really fast and rapid, and hopefully you get timing back. But it's not just me. Everyone's probably in the same boat right now, so it's going to be a little different, but everything feels great. I feel good, so I feel like I should be able to get my timing back pretty quickly. But I think it's going to kind of be like the strike year in 95, you know, a couple weeks spring training and go get them. And, you know, everyone's going to be in the same boat, so it's going to be an interesting time when that happens, if it happens.
Freddie, we mentioned it last week. The pitchback has an opportunity to make one of the great comebacks in all-time sporting goods history. I'm assuming you probably had one as a kid.
I did, and I have a trampoline out in the back that's really getting appealing to me that I need to start throwing it. My son has a net that he hits balls into that I'm going to probably have to start putting that about 90 to 100 feet away, and hopefully I hit it and throw it into the little circle. If not, I'm going to be losing baseballs all over the place. But I've been trying to think of ways to play catch with myself, but, you know, I haven't really done it yet. Because I still throw baseballs to Charlie, so that's kind of what I'm going with. And when I go to Dan's house to hit, I throw balls into the net. So
what about that game? Didn't you do this as a kid on your roof? You throw the ball up to your roof, you turn your back on it, and you just actually have to spin around to pick up on it. It's like almost like fly ball practice with nobody around.
Yeah, that's true. I can start getting. I do have tennis balls. I'll start throwing tennis balls at my roof. My neighbor's going to go, what is he doing over there?
I think Freeman's lost his mind.
Yeah. Most people think that anyways.
Hey, Freddie, this year coming in, the one thing that could, and again, tell me if this is a fair assessment of how it could go, I think the bullpen, in a shortened year, it was a strength going in, but it really could be the biggest strength that this team has if it's, again, God willing, they play. We all watch. But the bullpen now in a shorter season, the fact that it was not only refurbished but overhauled, could that not be the strength of this team walking into a season in 2020, whatever the season turns out to be?
I think so, and the depth of our rotation plus the guys in the bullpen. Now you can throw – because you're going to have more players on the team to be able to withstand what we're going to have to probably do in the first couple of weeks of the season, stretching guys out. So now you're going to be having Tukey's and the newcomers. Cole Hamels will probably be healthy. All these guys that you're like, oh, how are we going to fit everybody in? Is most likely going to be on the team team now, you know, so you're going to be having Tukey being able to throw three innings, every couple of days, you know, that's going to be a huge strength for us as a team when you have multiple guys that can do that and cover innings in the first couple of weeks at a high level too. So I think we're going to be sitting really well because this year it's not a marathon, it's a sprint,
right.
And anything can happen, and every game is going to be a playoff game. So it's really hard to make up more than 2 to 3 games a week in a season, so you have to come out of the gates fast, and I think we have the right team to be able to do that.
Freddie Freeman with us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. How is the elbow? And I would imagine in the day and age of Zoom and conference calls, if there's anything that you need to do and the doctors and the physicians need to keep an eye on you, they've got that ability.
I feel great. My elbow feels great. My elbow felt great in spring training just for that one little hiccup. I got it back to normal, and I was ready to roll there. I've had no problems in the off season. I've been working out hard, heavy lifting, hitting 5 times a week, and I have no problem. George, our head trainer, texts me every day to see how we're doing. I think that's more of health-wise. I think that's kind of mandatory to ask how all the players are doing, just to make sure we don't have any symptoms of coronavirus or anything like that. But I let them know that I'm feeling good. I don't even think about my elbow right now, so that's a good thing. It gives me more time to heal it, I guess. You know, it is only six months away from when I had surgery, so more time is always good. I'm going to take it and run with it, but I obviously feel really good and ready to go whenever.
Hey, Freddie, can you talk about the difference? There was a moment last year, and again, we started to talk about it a little bit on the show. When a guy becomes man strong, you've always been a good sized guy. But, you know, the 21-year-old version of a good-sized guy is different than sort of the guy who figures out how to lift and how to work his body and playing at a weight that you actually think is the good weight. How different does it feel to be man strong?
It feels really good, actually. I've always, you know, I didn't really lift growing up. That was one of my dad's thing is, I want you to get fully grown. We don't need to do anything of that. So I had a late start in the lifting and trying to figure it out. It took me a long time to get to where I am now. You know, when I was a rookie, 2011, I was 245 pounds, and it was not a good 245. I just didn't really know what I was doing. I was 21, trying to figure it out. You know, and come 2013, I was low 230s, and then I hit 320 that year. So I was like, And now I woke up this morning and I weighed 215.5. And it's just a different, you know, I just feel so much better. I move better. My body feels better. I don't have any knee pain. It's just a learning curve. Everyone goes through different learning curves, you know, and it took me a while. It really did until I was about 26 to 27. I really knew how to lift and what muscles worked for baseball. And now I work out with, if you guys remember, Danny Espinoza from the Washington Nationals back in the day. We work out together in California in the off season. We have a trainer who was trained in neuroscience, you know, has a degree in that. So, and he works with baseball players. So it's kind of crazy what we do. We do a lot of balancing, a lot of muscles into our feet and ankles for turning and make sure you don't twist ankles and stuff like that. So it's come a long ways, and it's nice to understand how my body works and how I can make it prolong my career, hopefully as long as I possibly can.
Finishing up with Freddie Freeman on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line, you talked about working out, hitting with Ugla or at Ugla's house. How important is it to stick to a routine right now, not knowing when any of this is going to end?
Yeah, that's the hardest part. You know, it's we don't have a start time. You know, it's in the off season. It's always I start hitting 1 week after New Year's. So around January 8th to January 10th, I'll start swinging a bat again. Obviously, this past off season was different because I had a rehab and stuff like that. But you always have dates when in your mind you start getting ready. Obviously, I always go to spring training the day after Valentine's Day, February 15th. That is my date every single year. That's when I go down. So it's weird. I hit by myself. Dan is literally 10 feet away from me with a net between us, and we just talk and I hit off the tee and stuff like that. So it's kind of a weird situation, but there's always dates and we don't have a date. So it's hard. You don't know what you're really working for, but I'm trying to stay, you know, I hit at Dan's house every day at 3 o'clock, try and keep a routine in my head to make sure my brain stays mentally prepared and routine wise, because I'm very routine oriented. If people know me, so I'm usually time wise, I got something I'm doing every day before a game starts. So I'm kind of treating my days here the same way. So that's all you can really do. You know, we don't really have anything else we can do other than try and stay ready.
Hey, Freddie, before we let you go, we've talked a lot about the coaching staff the last couple of years, and you've been around long enough now where you've seen them. Yeah, and tell me your thoughts. Like, I think a lot of guys, you said, I can hit on my own, I can swing on my own. It's not like you need somebody in your ear every day patting you on the back, telling you how great you are. But when you have a staff that sort of gets it, leave them alone when they're supposed to. I'll go talk to the guy here, or I'll go talk to a young guy, or ask a guy like you to go talk to a young guy. There really are more responsibilities for the coaching staff than people probably know.
Exactly. You know, everyone uses coaching, the coaches, differently, and that's what's so great about it. You have 25, now 26, possibly when this season starts, 29 to 30 guys that are different personalities that need different things. So each coach needs to be able to appeal to that player and be able to have an understanding and a trust with that player. And it's amazing when I sit back and watch this coaching staff that we have and how hard they work to begin with. They put in longer hours than us. They're there two hours before we get there, and they're leaving the same time as us. They do so much work, and they have the trust of all of us, and it's different. Like, you know, Sites is usually he waits between 4 to 6 to 7 days. If you're kind of struggling a little bit, just trying to sit back, he'll watch video himself, you know, because he obviously, you go for four, you don't want anybody coming up like, oh, this is what you're doing wrong, you know. So this is, he usually is a 4 to 7 day guy to come and maybe have a suggestion. And it's never, I want you to do this. It's always just a suggestion that he sees, you know. And then obviously Sal with the catchers, that, and then Wash is something else, you know. I'm going to get my 10 years this year, and I've never had so much fun doing infield work and practice in my life, because he makes it so fun and makes it enjoyable, and it makes you want to work hard. And that's what our coaching staff is, you know. EY with the outfielders and base running. I stole 10 bases a couple of years ago because he has all these little things, and it helps you do all these things to steal bases. And it really is. I can go on about our coaching staff for hours, because they truly love each and one of us as people and players, that they want us to succeed, and they do as much work as we do to make that happen.
Well, Freddie, again, condolences on your loss. We appreciate you coming on with us, and hopefully this thing will be behind us much sooner than later, and we can talk baseball the next time you come on.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful. I hope you guys are hanging in there, too. So hopefully we'll see you guys at the ballpark.
Freddie, you want a teenager? You got room at the house?
10 years.
I'll give you a choice. What's that?
10 years, I'll have one.
Yeah. So, no, you want one now?
10 years. Nope, I'll wait 10 years.
That's a you problem, Domino. Not a Freddie Freeman problem.
Freddie, thanks very much.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
Freddie Freeman on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line.